Oh, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the U of Trinity Radio Show. Today is Survival Sunday. The date is January 23rd, 2011, and we're going to be talking about a few different topics tonight, all dealing with survival, but the main topic we're going to be looking at is bugging in versus bugging out. And it's not going to be, we're not going to be talking about the, you know, what's more, you know, when to bug in and when to bug out. We're going to be looking at the aspects of do we really want to be bugging out at all. You know, I've been talking with several people about this subject for a while now. And, you know, everybody has an idea that, you know, when shit is a fan, that everyone's just going to kind of bug out, go off-grid, and do all kinds of other things. And, you know, kind of try and secure positions of strength or just hide. And we're going to be talking about some of these ideas tonight as well. Pretty much, you know, I think the topic of the tonight's show is going to be the survival of the, you know, survival of freedom, survival of the republic, survival of the militia, and what it's going to take. A lot of things going on out there, and a lot of things that aren't going on out there, and, you know, lack of direction, lack of focus, perhaps. I'm not sure. But we'll be talking about this stuff. If you would like to comment on our 800 line is not up yet. We haven't got the mechanics of that worked out yet. So still working on that. But if you'd like to voice in or chime in, you can join the chat at www.uftrotomy.com. The radio player is a slim white silver player above the old Blog Talk player. You can join the chat at www.uftrotomy.com. And if you would like to join in and participate, you can actually you can hit us up on Skype. Dave, what is our Skype? What is the Skype name that they want to hit? That they want to contact so they can be brought in for a call?
Well, we need to bring them in. So the thing to do would be to have them give us their Skype ID and chat, and we can add them manually. If they try to call, it's just going to ring. we're currently using the fly-on-the-wall radio Skype. That'll end up changing eventually. It's kind of just semantics. It could be Squirty McBoogerball Skype. It really doesn't matter what the name is. But it's a fly-on-the-wall radio.
There you go. That's Dave, my co-host. So if you want to get in, you want to get involved, if you got comments, agree, disagree, think I'm crazy, think I'm insane, whatever. Get on, let's talk about it. Drop your Skype name in the U of Trinity chat room, and we'll bring you on to the show. So from there, you know, we look around today at all the problems in the world, and they're all the same problems everywhere around the world, not just in America. All the problems seem to be the exact same, the ultimate encroachment of our freedoms. The intrusion of the nanny state into our very bedrooms, into our minds now, telling us what we can and can't say, what we can and can't think, what is legal to, what subjects are allowed to be talked about and what subjects are not allowed to be talked about. Free speech is dead. And as soon as free speech goes, which is truly the last bastion of freedom you have, you're enslaved. You can no longer have the right to share information, to share ideas, to talk about things, to discuss anything. In fact, as Kissinger said, man, anybody who is not a good global citizen is a terrorist. And the UN defines a good global citizen as a good worker, as a good producer, and a good consumer. And one who is in line with the global agenda. Well, if you're a militia, then that means you're not aligned with that global agenda. That means you're aligned towards your individual state freedoms, your individual county and city town freedoms. Remember, all of our freedoms began at the bottom up. They began with you, extended from your house to your neighborhood, from your neighborhood to your local township, village, or hamlet, small town, village, or, you know, small town, large town, city, and it extended out to the county and then to the state. It was your will, your personal individual freedoms that were most important above all other things. Your individual freedom was to be considered primary. when any laws, when any kind of regulation was considered, it was always the individual of the or the freedom of the individual, the individual freedoms that were most important. So, where do we go? What are we doing? You know, part of the problem is that we tend not to read about history anymore. And, we find ourselves facing problems very similar to what our founding fathers faced. In fact, if you read the Declaration of Independence and you look down all of the injustices and tyrannies they listed, you can coincide those with exactly what we face today. Blood has been drawn numerous times throughout history. Blood has been drawn. People have been enslaved. Not just in past history, but recent history in our country. We house 25% of the world's prisoners. 80% of them are nonviolent criminals. Not real criminals at all. They were criminals because of agency regulation that infringed upon their freedom. But we saw one thing in the past. With all the disagreements and with all the differing of opinions that the Founding Fathers had, they were able to focus on a general plan. They were able to come together and work on a plan and have a goal. They were united in effort and in cause. And that's what we're lacking today, I think. Things are coming together a little bit. You know, people are starting to work together. There's more talking, more cooperation, more face-to-face is going on. More inter-militia cooperation and training. These are all good things. We're talking more and more. We're starting to share ideas. But one of the things that we're really not talking about is, what's the goal? What's the plan? What's the agenda? What are we looking for? What are we striving for? What are we trying to do? Now, for the last year, you have tread on me. Gary Hunt and myself have basically put together a template, an idea of what that goal could be, and what a plan could be. And we based it upon the exact workings of the Founding Fathers using the exact same infrastructures that they used, two groups, militia and the committees of safety. If we look throughout history, we find that the militia was always subordinate to the civil authority since the days of Magna Carta. And our Founding Fathers chose wisely to keep that tradition alive. We see this most prevalently when George Washington was commissioned to be general of the Continental Army, the militias, the United Militias of the United States, or the United Colonies at that time, or states, whatever you want to call it. And he resigned his commission with the Committees of Safety at the Continental Congress. The Continental Congress was nothing but the delegates of the state committees of safety. It was a national committee of safety gathering. So, Washington stepped down from the committees of safety, resigned his subscription there, and assumed the mantle of general of our Continental Army. At which point he turned right back around and he subordinated said militia to the committees of safety, specifically to the Continental Congress. So we see that happening now. We also see that they were focused, and they had a plan, and they had been working on this plan for many years before then. Many of you have heard me talk about a document that Gary Hunt wrote called "The End of the Revolution, Beginning of Liberty," where Gary really looked at the years prior to the revolution, what was going on, the mindset, the mentality, the injustices, the things that were going on in America, and what we did in preparation to be able to tell King George, no, we've had enough. So when we look now, we find ourselves in the same situation. So the question is, what do we do? And I visit so many militia chat rooms and forum boards, and I hear people complaining about things, the latest news story, the latest injustice, the latest illegal act of the government. And again, you know, and I always ask, so what are we going to do? It's because we're not having those conversations about what are we going to do, and when we do have them, we look at them on an individual basis. I'm going to stock food. I'm going to stock guns and ammo. I'm going to stock equipment supplies. I'm going to get ready to bug out. And that's all fine and well. I mean, we need to do that individually, yes, by all means. But that's not the end all. That's your personal prepping and planning. But now on the militia level, what are we doing? You know, we have groups that are participating in their planning, but it's kind of on a very local level without any focus or goal or agenda. We have no frameworks to work with, really. And the problem is that during our founders' time, this was their heritage and culture. This was what they did. Militias were a way of life. They did not have to define militia because everybody knew what militia was at the time. Everybody knew you had to participate. Everybody knew that you had to be armed. Everybody knew what the purpose of militia was. And after a revolution, everybody knew what the militia was. Everybody was armed. You could buy cannons. You could buy a ship and load 100 cannons on it and make your own battleship if you had the money. But we all were focused on one thing, a plan, an agenda, what we were striving for, what we were trying to achieve. Right now, we don't have that. We've got 10,000 groups out there all fighting for 10,000 different ideas and nobody focusing on the Constitution. Perhaps we need to think about that. To that end, you know, there are some people that are out there doing some good things. We've got Rifle Stock 2011 coming up in Arizona. If you're not aware of what that is, go visit them, www.riflestock2011.com. Also, some things are in the work to possibly try and get several militia commanders down to Rifle Stock 2011 and begin talking about these very ideas, a plan. What are we going to do? How are we going to do it? When are we going to do it? What will it look like? What will our objective be? What are measurable benchmarks of success? To let us know that it's time to go to plan, you know, to step two, step three, step four. How will it be implemented on the local level? Will it be bottom up? Because all things must be bottom up. We see what the top down has done. We always were a bottom up power structure in the U.S. after the revolution. Now everything is top down. We're dictated to from those who would be. We're new slave masters. So, these are all things that have to be considered, and always, above everything and in all things, it must be constitutional. If we're not going to uphold the Constitution, then what are we fighting for? What are we really working towards? These are questions we need to ask ourselves. You know, one of those things is, I hear everybody talking about bugging out. Dave, also, please, I know that I tend to rant and, you know, go on sometimes and kind of go off on my own thing, but please jump in anytime that you've got something to add to this. You know, but I see everybody talking
good,
about...
Bro. You're doing such a good job. You're saying all the things I've got in the back of my mind anyway, so, you know, why break the thought? You bring up, you know, bugging out and bugging in, and that's really something very important to consider because you have to ask yourself, where are you most safe?
Well, not just that, but again, what is the purpose? What are we trying to achieve with that? Now, here's my ideas on this. And please, by all means, you know, the show is just getting up and running. Again, I have not been working on this show, so there's only 7 people listening on here. Who knows wherever else they're listening at, but I know there's 7 people in the chat room. These are not, you know, this is not going to be Randy's revolution. By all means, no. You know, these are not my ideas. These are things that I bring up and discuss, man, because I'm looking for input from other people. It's only when we start getting together and start looking at options and ideas that we start to see the errors of our ways and the things that we're doing positively. So please, again, if you want to get involved, give us your Skype name, jump on it. If you don't have Skype, easy to get. Free to use. So, I hear people talking about bugging out, getting out of the cities, hitting to off-grid places, whether individually, family units, or, you know, your militia groups. whatever it is, people are talking about bugging out. And it's got its merits. Great. You know, but let's really look at this. When we bug out, what are we doing? We are now breaking up individually or in small groups, heading out into isolationism where we have no access to the infrastructure that we are truly going to need, including public support. I mean, our goal is to regain our freedom and restore lawful government, is it not? We can't do that out in the woods. My opinion. I think what we truly need to do is bug in. Maybe in smaller areas. You're not going to take Chicago. You're not going to take New York. But maybe transferring to smaller areas, smaller towns, solidifying your bases there. Now, Gary Hunt has come up with an abbreviated plan for the constitutional restoration of our republic. It deals with the exact same steps the Founding Fathers used, the Committees of Safety and the Militia. They looked at the blueprint and the guidelines they laid out. You know, Gary brings up some great points there, especially when it comes to bugging out. When we bug out, at that point, we are looking at a last stand situation. We're looking at thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Custer's last stands. I mean, how long will you truly survive out there with you, your wife, your family, your uncle, your brother, maybe your cousin, their families? You got 25, 30 people on land that the government knows about.
It didn't end so well for Custer. And exactly. It won't end so well when you're just out there in the wind by yourself. You know, even if you've got a small group, you're still away from your infrastructure, your support systems. You can only carry so much with you, and you can only cash so much. And you know, when you run out of supplies, you're absolutely screwed. Bugging in, you know, this whole, methodology, I mean, it just kind of goes back to what we were talking about the Free County Project. Preemptively, getting together with people of like mind and, building your committees, building your infrastructure in a place where you can be the majority. You know, it's tough to start small. But when you've got an entire county, that you've pretty much got protected, you don't have to go anywhere. You bug in. You stay put because that's where you're the strongest.
Well, I've looked at history, man, and I went back and I started rereading history again just to make sure that, the ideas that I was going to bring about on this show were not off base. I know that when the Founding Fathers were facing tyranny, the Founding Fathers and all the other colonials at the time were facing extreme injustices. They did not bug out to the woods. Now, eventually, some of them did. But that was because those were militias who were in running engagements. So, initially what they did is they solidified their local communities. They prepped, they planned, they got the materials they needed, they were engaged in their community. They did not bug out. Now, one of the things that they did is they maintained the infrastructure. Government did not collapse. It was picked right up seamlessly with the Committees of Safety. Security did not collapse. Protection did not collapse. The militia was always there, and it stepped right up to its role.
This is very important. So, you really got to consider that because, so many people have got all these, high mighty ideas about how we can cause the system to collapse, but they're not willing to think past that point. What happens when it does collapse? We descend into, chaos and anarchy. We have a foreign power like the UN step in and usurp the civil authority. If we've got communities of safety and militias and we have civil authority firmly in the hands of the people, there is no power vacuum. That's really the only way to do it. It's the only safe way to do it. It's the only way to be sure that we're going to get to the end goal, to what we really want. It isn't about causing the collapse of the government. We're trying to restore the Constitution. We're trying to restore civil authority into the hands of the people. And there's a lot of other agendas out there that are looking for a power vacuum to come in and usurp. So we really have to get on this. This is a very critical piece of this puzzle.
Well, let's look at what the Founding Fathers did. When they did declare their independence and sovereignty, not everybody was with them. Now, some of their hardest parts was to maintain order within their community. So what did they do? They kept the doctors working. They made sure that people were getting treated. They kept the food coming in. They kept transportation and communication lines open. They made sure that the courts were still running and that justice and law prevailed. These are the things that we really need to think about. Now, if we can do that instead of bugging out, wouldn't that be something that we should be working towards primarily, with bugging out being a last-ditch resort? We have no other choice but to leave. Now, you know, we're not talking about overthrowing of the government. You know, who knows? China could come in and invade. I mean, the crazy Guatemalans might decide to come up here and just decide to take over our country. Who knows? Whatever the scenario, though. You know, we need to start at a small local level and work our way up from there. I truly believe that bugging out... bugging out truly is not an option with anywhere to go to. We have no options at that point. We have nothing to work with at that point. I say the better option would be to secure and hold what we can and build our power bases from there, our strengths from there, our civil authority from there. Ideas to think about. We got a question in the chat room about, it's kind of off subject, but the State Guard. It seems that most State Guards don't allow weapons. Anybody heard of that? Yes, the State Guard's a part of that organized militia. Much like the National Guard, they're the organized militia. They are not what the Founding Fathers would call the unorganized militia, which was the able-bodied citizenry of the local community. They do not train with weapons. They are more of a, I don't know, emergency responder type situation. They're not out for their public defense. They cannot defend the community because they are not armed. They're more for public support, if you will. Equalizer, good to see you. One of my favorite CEOs out there with the Ohio Minutemen Militia. Always a pleasure to see you, EQ. Always glad to hear. I'm always glad to hear when I talk to you, man, because I always hear good things coming out of Ohio. Good, positive things. A lot of activity, a lot of action, recruiting going on like crazy. People getting back to the roots, getting back to the Constitution. Love you guys for the work you're doing, EQ. Major Cross and everybody out there in Ohio. You guys get two thumbs up from Randy Mack. Thank you for everything you do.
I second that.
EQ, you say it perfectly. Militia equals stand in defense of your community against whomever. Survivalist, bug out, hide, try to survive in the off-grid. There you go, EQ. You basically took everything that I've been saying over the last 15 minutes, put it down into two simple sentences, man. Love you for that, guy. You are top-notch, man. You are top drawer. That's it, man. That's basically it. Survivalist, bug out. Militia committees of safety and those who want to restore our Constitution, they're not looking to bug out. They're looking to restore. We've got to remember that. You know, when we bug out, man, here's what's going to happen. You're going to bug out to your 10,000 different places, 100,000 different places. And you're going to be hunkered down with what little food and ammo and supplies and clothing you have. And let's say, worst case scenario, let's say that our government does become tyrannical and clamps down and creates a complete military dictatorship. They're going to shut down the cities first. That's a given. Do you think they're going to forget about you, though? They know where you are. They know where all the land is. They know what land you own. They can then go, at their leisure, to your individual little hideouts and bug-out places and deal with you accordingly. It will become a much harder situation at that point. That is not where we want to start off from. That's where we end up at if we have lost everything else. We never want to start off from there. Bad idea. Why would you put yourself at square zero and try and regain ground that you just gave up? You never do that. Bad tactics all around. Whether you're playing chess, parcheesi, whatever, it doesn't matter, man. Whatever you're doing in life, bad philosophy to willingly give up ground, resort back to square zero, and then try to take back what you gave up willingly without even a stand. I think these are things that we really need to consider. If there was a collapse, man, what's going to happen when food stops flowing, when hospitals stop running, when the courts no longer work? These are things that cannot happen. And no self-respecting militia would ever allow it to happen. No self-respecting patriot, American citizen would ever allow this to happen. He should never allow this to happen. Now, in a situation of complete and utter economic collapse, political collapse, governmental collapse, invasion, whatever, we can't wait till that point to have our infrastructure get set up. It needs to be there beforehand. It needs to be solid. Or at least a framework of it, at the very minimum, so people have something to gather around. We need to be the leaders in our community, and the more, you know, and some communities are more advanced than others. I know Alaska is very advanced. I know Ohio is working their butts up in Tennessee. Tennessee, good news, people, out for everybody out there. Good news. Incredible news, actually. Man, I was talking to one of the primary contacts for the Tennessee militia, Morg. Some of you know him. If you don't know him, you should get to know him. But a law is passed in Tennessee which completely recognizes and validates the militia, the unorganized militia. And more to the point, this law, the government has deemed that because this law was passed, that the government, the state government now, needs to pay back owed money to that militia to equip and train themselves now to get up to operational level. This is a major, major recognition of the Constitution, people.
Absolutely. It's awesome news.
Homer Davy Crockett, go. So, good things are happening out there. We need to stay focused. We need to get focused. I'm going to have Morg on the show here in the next week or two from the Tennessee Militia. Incredible man. Incredible knowledge. Incredible, you know, student of history, philosophy, and war. Practitioner of war, in fact, lifer in the military. So good news out there. There is a state that is now lawfully recognizing its militia. And since it realizes that its militia is way behind on where it should be, it is now actually beginning to start funding them to help them get back up to the level at which they should be. You guys did a good job out there in Tennessee, everybody. Hands off to you. That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. That's great news. And we really need to embrace the great news when it comes along, because that certainly helps re-energize what we're doing, because the powers that be only want us to hear about all the bad stuff, that they don't want to hear hear about all the successes that we're having. And we are gaining a lot of ground in a lot of places. What's going on in Tennessee is fantastic, and you will start to see other states follow.
You know what? I need to correct my vocabulary here, man. You know, I'm kind of just going off here. I don't have script writers in front of me, man. I'm not reading off a teleprompter. But EQ called me on something. EQ called me on something. I guess I mentioned the word allow. That's a bad word to use. And, you know, EQ, thank you for calling me on my vocabulary, man. I need to get those words allow out of my vocabulary. Just like program. This is not a radio program, man. We do a militia show here discussing militia topics. So, thank you, EQ, for calling me on that. Allow is no, you know, yeah. They're not allowing us anything, man. They're recognizing the lawfulness of the militia. They're recognizing their fiduciary responsibility to the people of their state. And not only that, to the militia themselves. They are doing their jobs. They're finally doing their job, protecting our individual freedom. That's it. And recognizing and obeying the Constitution. So, EQ, thank you for calling me on that. Got to keep everybody straight here. So, what does this tell us, man? It tells us that when we work together and we are focused on something, good things can happen. They don't have to bug out in Tennessee now. Why? Well, because they're solidifying and they're forming their power bases. They're restoring the Constitution. So it can happen. We don't need to bug out. We need to hold what we have. We need to stop compromising on our freedoms. Guest tonight. There was no guest tonight. We were supposed to have on Smiter, man, but Smiter, we're going to be talking about the same subject anyways, bugging in, bugging out. But we're basically talking about survival of militia and, you know, things we really need to be looking at, EQ. mainly talking about the whole bugging out versus bugging in thing and how that is really counterproductive and counteractive to what our role is. It should be a last ditch, a last, you know, that should be plan Z. Plan Z is bug out. We've lost all tenable ground. We cannot hold our constitutional freedoms here. In the cities and the towns and the villages, whatever, we need to leave. We need to regroup and then come back.
And we never get that far unless a lot of stuff has gone wrong. And through proper planning, we have room for, you know, a few things to go wrong. And we're adaptive. We play the cards that we're dealt, and we don't give up any ground. We just keep coming at them. And if we've got to change the tactics, so be it. And that's not a big deal. But you're absolutely right. You know, we certainly can't really afford to give up and run away, you know, to live and fight another day. Well, maybe not so much so, because we've already lost so much. We really can't afford to give up any more ground. You know, now's the time to take a firm stand with strong resolve.
Oh, EQ, that would be Dave's voice you're hearing as well, Dave. Carlos,
yeah, hey, EQ, hey.
Sunday,
how
actually, he's posting every show with me. You're right. We really need to rethink our strategy here. You know, I hear all these people talking about bugging out, man. Survival is bug out. They go off grid, they try to survive. Something else I wanted to talk about tonight also. You know, I hear all these people talking about the end of the world, 2012. Teotihuacan, or I don't know what it is, man. The Mayan prophecies and all this other stuff. Fine and well, man. Prep, do what you got to do, you know. But I have to question this idea and this mentality, this idea. You know, if our constitutionalists and our militia are out there preaching this, and they're telling everybody to prepare to bug out, you know, it's going to be every man for himself. Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of what we're trying to do, which is restore lawful government here? I mean, if that's the case, then what are we even trying? Why even bother worrying about lawful government and the Constitution? I think we just stay focused on what things are. Prepare for the worst. Prepare for the worst in all scenarios. I mean, hey, whole shifts happen, alien invasion comes about, whatever it is. I don't know, man. Whatever. You know, those are things that we cannot, that we have no power to correct or control. What we can correct or control is our individual freedom. Our government, our county, our town, our politicians. We can control that. We can control our actions and our behaviors. We can control whether we're free or not. Remember, slavery only existed because people allowed themselves to be enslaved. Slavery cannot happen without a willing participant. So my question is, do we stand our ground and do we say no more? Do we say no more compromising on our freedoms? Remember, a compromise is just you losing. You know, if they take three of our freedoms away and then they compromise with us and they give us one back, we still lost two. What did we gain? What did we keep? We lost.
Yeah, we're still losing ground, and we can't afford to do that anymore.
So the question is, do we bug out or do we bug in? Do we hold what we have? Do we fight for our freedom? Do we do our job and our duty? Do we do our job and our duty and defend the freedom of everybody who cannot defend their own? I don't think we can do that by bugging out. If anybody's got comments on that, disagree with me even. If you've got disagreements on that, if you've got a reason why we should all be bugging out, again, you can get on Skype. Throw your Skype name into the chat room at uftrenemy.com. Our 800 number isn't up yet. Again, sorry about that. Webmaster, we are webmaster, you know, kind of went MIA for a week, so we had some other technical issues as well. So throw your Skype name in the chat. We'll bring you in. If you agree with me, great. Come on in. Give us your opinions here. Give us your thoughts. If you disagree, come on in. Tell us why. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, this is what the show's about, though, to get these ideas out there, to discuss, to debate, and to maybe, just maybe, come up with a plan that will solve all of our problems and restore government.
These are the exact kind of conversations we need to be having, and these are the conversations that really aren't going on anywhere else. That's why we're here. You know, as far as this fight trying to restore our freedoms, you know, against the corruption. Oh, yeah, there's no bugging out for that. We've got to stay put, and we've got to fight this out. Random natural disasters, floods, fires, hurricanes, that's another story. But as far as dealing with all the problems we face, with this corruption, with the rising tyranny in this nation, we can't afford to give up any more ground. You're absolutely right about that. And that's what's been happening for a long time. It's been a battle of attrition. Some people stand up a little bit. Three steps back, one step forward. You just keep going back and back and keep backing you into a corner. When finally there's just nowhere left to go, what are you going to do then? It's time to take a stand.
It is. And EQ also brought up a good point. His comment was in the chat room true. However, we must give ground to the laws that we cannot stop to an extent. This is true. I've read Sun Tzu's The Art of War more times than I can count. I've read Miyamoto Musashi's The Book of Five Rings 1,000 times at least. I've never not owned a copy of that book since 1986. In fact, I still have the original copy that I've ever owned. Karl von Clausewitz, I read. Because these were men who truly understood the realm of combat. And not just combat, but all of these things apply to our personal lives as well. We have to pick our battles. We have to be focused. We must stand our ground when we can, regroup where we need to, and plan for a way to come to eventually regain everything that we've lost. It's not going to happen in the next year. It's not going to happen in 2 years. It took 100 years for us to get to this point. We should have started doing this 20 years ago. That was the best time to start. The next best time to start is today. So maybe in 10 years from now, we can be on our way to having a citizenry who understands the Constitution and whose children are actually going to be tasting freedom for the first time in a very, very, very long time. Or we can do nothing and keep doing what we're doing here, prepping individually, planning individually, getting ready to bug out, and ensuring that we're going to have tens and hundreds of thousands of Custer's last stands, and eventually food running out and boots wearing down and everything else.
There's nowhere to run.
There's nowhere to run.
There really isn't anywhere to run.
I hear people talking about, mobile supply depots. And true, if we have an invading force that comes in, yes. We will have, if we have an invading military force that comes in and tries to take our country and our freedom, yes, by all means, we will have to defend it. We will have to fight. And we will take their equipment and supplies, but remember this. Every time that we put one of them down and take their equipment and supplies, they're going to know about it very quickly. There's check-ins. If people don't show up, they know where they were supposed to be, and they're going to start scouring the area in a 100-mile radius, if not more. There's nowhere to run. So maybe we need to start looking at how to keep what we have, how to solidify somewhere. Gary Hunt made a good analogy of what it might look like in the future. He said picture the U.S. map as being all black, showing tyranny in every place, in every county, in every state, and everything, except for a little white pinprick of a dot here and there, where there's holdouts, where people are still resisting tyranny and fighting for their freedom and ensuring their freedom. And then eventually, slowly, gradually, that one or two little white dots on the map become three or four, become five or six. The dots begin growing in size. It doesn't happen all at once, but it can happen slowly. But we have to start looking at it from a realistic point of view. We need a plan. We need focus. Whatever that plan might be. I know that Gary Hunt and I have been putting out ideas in there. As far as the committees of safety, the the constitutional, we put out the abbreviated plan for the constitutional restoration of our republic. Gary has done so much work and put together so many different writings on the committees of safety, historical validation to what we're talking about. And I've had some people come to me and actually get mad and tell me that that those days are over. Well, great. If you don't like that plan, then what is your plan? What are your ideas? But nobody will engage in those conversations. I ask those questions all the time, and people get upset with me. If you don't like our plan and our ideas, which are the founding fathers and what the Constitution say, and much of it is 800 years of history, like the subordination of the militia to the civil authority. If you don't have militia subordination to the civil authority, you have a warlord. You've got an armed group of men that answer to nobody. That's not what a republic was about. That's not what a republic was about. Major Cross, good to see you. Always good to see you. I need to get in touch with you soon, Major Cross, about coming on the show. I want to talk to you about something, and I'd like you to come on. I think you are just the man for it. So, back to that. What are we going to do here? I think that's what we need to start focusing on. I was having a conversation with an individual from the Alaska Citizens Militia. And he's talking about the need for the militia commanders to start coming together, whether it's nationally or local or regionally and locally, but to start talking about a plan, to start coming up with ideas on what we're doing. What is our goal? What is our purpose? What is our agenda? What are we trying to achieve? What does that objective look like? I think it's a good idea. I think we need to get some of them going out there. I know that some people have talked about it. I don't know how it's going. I know that there's still no plan out there other than the plan that I've seen from Gary Hunt, the one that we've been promoting here on the show. I know that Ken Turner is out there with his plan where... he's looking for overthrow and all kinds of everything he does, everything the man does is unconstitutional as far as I can see. Maybe we can get him coming around, though. Maybe he's just coming up with an idea, but he doesn't have the full grasp of history or the law. Maybe that's it. Maybe he's just kind of misguided and not quite aware of what he's promoting. Maybe we can get him back on track and, put his efforts towards a real constitutional and lawful plan. Maybe somebody should play that. I know I've tried contacting him. Maybe one of these days he'll actually get back in touch with me. We can go from there. But I know that we need to start working together because, we're either going to stand together or we're going to hang together. That's it. That's it. That's the bottom line. And bugging out will ensure that my personal humble opinion is that planning to bug out as our first step of action will lead to 100,000 individual hangings. President Tim Turner has declared that the Republic has been restored. I guess he didn't read the amendment in the Constitution that described presidential elections and how they're handled. I guess he didn't read that. I guess the governors didn't read how elections are handled either and who has the right to engage in the vote. Under what civil authority were they enacting upon? When you step in and you say, I replaced the old government with a new government, that's called a coup. That's called a coup d'etat. That's kind of what Castro did, what Pol Pot did, what Mao did, what Lenin did, what Stalin did, what Hitler did. Kind of. Hitler did it legally, actually. Lawfully. He did it legally, not lawfully, but legally. But all these great dictators that we hear about, that's what they did. They set up their own government and announced it to the people of the world, of the country. And then they enforced that government. That's called a coup. That's not restoration.
I just want to fix what we got. If we get the corrupt people out of it, I think we'll be doing a whole lot better. We don't have a bad system. It's not necessarily the problem in the system. It's the people that we have inside the government.
It's the people in the country itself. It's we the people. We have lost our way.
That's very true.
We have gotten lazy.
Very sad.
We have gotten lazy. They've given us convenience and we gave up our freedom for it. We became lackadaisical. We became apathetic. IQ, You know what, IQ? I'm pushing that very unity right now, Randy. You know, that's one of the reasons, man, that no matter what anybody, if anybody ever comes to me and says anything bad about OHMM, EQ, Major Cross, or any of those guys, I will defend them to my last breath because I know what they really stand, what they're really about. These guys are on the same page. They've studied they've studied history. They've looked at the laws. They know what we're supposed to be doing. They've looked at the situation, the problem that we're in. Man, we're broken. We're broken right now. I'm not looking for a national militia. That's nowhere called for in the Constitution. Except in very, very three instances. That's it. Three instances in the Constitution is there a national militia. To repel insurgency and insurrection, invasion, that's it. I mean, this is what we're looking at. There's no such thing as a national militia, but we do have to be focused on the Constitution. And until we start working together, we're all really just kind of banging our heads against the wall. You know, but like Gary said, it's going to start off with little white dots of freedom here and there, and it'll grow and expand, and I think that's where we're at now. We live in tyranny.
Once the momentum gets going, it'll start picking up.
You know, we've got little holdouts here and there. You know, Tennessee is one of those little white dots. You know, Ohio is one of those little white dots. Arizona, starting to pick up. Hopefully it'll become one of those little white dots. And it grows from there. You know, the states themselves aren't the white dots. It's where the people are at themselves who decide no more compromise. You know, now EQ said, we have to pick and choose our battles. Well, yes, let us pick and choose the right battles, the ones that are the most important. Let's stop focusing on the symptoms. You know, healthcare is just a symptom of the overall problem. Of the abortion issue, states' right, is just an overall symptom. It's just a symptom of the overall problem. You know, if we fix the problem, those 10 million symptoms that are infecting our society go away. So, yes, let's pick and choose our battles. Let's fight the important ones. We're not going to, we can't fight them on 10,000 fronts.
So let's sure get a lot of distractions out there for us to keep us busy doing things that don't matter. You know, so, yeah, you're absolutely right. You've got a very valid point about that. We've got to be very thoughtful about what we're doing and understand, what we're trying to achieve and have some benchmarks, for it so we can, see the progress and, continue to work forward through a cogent plan. When you have a whole bunch of people just going in random directions, going after all the different symptoms, it's just like, the healthcare system, they treat the symptoms, but they have no intention of curing the sickness. So we've got to go at the root problems. We start, taking the root problems and solving those. Like Randy just said, all these symptoms will start to go away.
So again, though, I think part of the problem is that we have no focus. We don't know what we're fighting for. We don't know what our objective is. We don't know what we're supposed to be doing. Remember, back in our Founding Fathers' days, this was 800 years of history tradition for them. They knew what the militia was about. They didn't have to be taught it from the ground up. They didn't have to read, hundreds of books to try and figure out exactly what we can and cannot do, what our role is. This is where we're coming from now. We need to have an objective and a goal. What is our objective? What is our goal? What is our purpose for existence? What are we trying to do? Until we have that, we're running around like headless chickens. 10,000 different directions. And nobody getting ahead. No ground being gained. No freedom being restored. They keep us divided. Because we have no plan. And I don't know about anything else, man, but if you want to hammer a nail into a 2x4, you have to have a plan. You have to make sure you have the tools and the equipment to implement that plan. And the more complex the plan gets, or the more intricate, or the more involved the objective is, the more intricacy it's going to take. It takes work and effort. Maybe that's the problem, we don't have the... Maybe those people that are willing to put in the effort, maybe we need to find those 100, those 1,000, those 3,500 people that are all focused, and understand, you know, what we're talking about here, and get them all together and have them all talking about the same thing, get them together and work it out, and then we all present that united front. Maybe that's what it is. How do we go about doing that? Any ideas, people? I've been trying for a long, long time. Gary's been trying for a long, long time. I know many of you have been trying for a long, long time. One angry brother, he's in the chat room. I know he's been trying for a long, long time. People have been trying, but, you know, so far we haven't gotten it together. So let's have these conversations. Let's figure out how we get those people that truly stand for the Constitution and want to make this work, want to restore the government to its lawful place. Let's start getting that plan put together. You know, Gary put together a plan. We put together the Uotrenomy document as a template, an idea. And this is what an idea and a plan look like. What we need is input. The plan might change completely. Who knows? I don't know, but we need input. And we need people talking about these things and discussing it. We need them actively participating in their freedom. You know, nowhere in the plan that we placed ourselves as president and vice president or commander in chief or anything else. There's no self-aggrandizement in there. And I know Gary would like to be on that national board, you know, on that National Committee of Safety, that Continental Congress, if he's elected. I'm willing to do whatever the people want me to do, need me to do, or as little as they want me to do or need me to do. Nobody wants to hear from me, that's fine too. You know, hey, I'll just go play with my guns in the backyard or something. I don't know. But it was our attempt to try and get people thinking about a plan. So, where do we go from here? I know that survival of our country, of our freedom, of our militia, and our communities is not going to happen by bugging out. I've been thinking about this for a long time. We did shows on bugging out. I mean, you know, we kind of promoted that idea. But, man, again, that's Plan Z. After we've gone through A through Y, when all else has failed, when the objective is untenable, it's time to bug out.
We got a long way to go before we get there.
You know, in any collapse, there's going to be chaos. In any kind of collapse or any kind of tyrannical system or a shift in government, you know, from a republic to a police state, let's say, or from a free country to an invaded, occupied country, there's going to be chaos. Now, the question is those areas that have infrastructure set up, how chaotic will it be there versus compared to those areas who have nothing set up? No committee, no civil authority whatsoever, no militia. Because I guarantee you, those areas who have well-established militias and committees of safety will weather that storm much more unscathed than the other places, man, where everybody's just planning on bugging out, every man for himself. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that, where there's people upholding law, there tends to be order. Freedom tends to be upheld. The courts run. Yep. Security.
When you've got people maintaining the services, you know, making sure that there's electricity, making sure that there's food, you know, that's huge. That makes all the difference in the world. And when you've got an intact civil authority, when everything else is going to hell in some other places, it really won't be all that unpleasant. You'll be able to weather that storm out just fine when you have these things. You know, when you've got the infrastructure set up, when you plan for this ahead of time, you know, it's just, oh, okay, it's happened now. No big deal. We just execute the plans, do what we're supposed to do, and we'll get through it.
Well, you know, let's take a look at some other people that have bugged out before in the past. You know, all those South American revolutionaries and, you know, Central American revolutionaries. You know, you always see them living in the jungle, man. Caveman style. Bugging out. And in the last 30, 40 years, how far have they gotten? They're still bugged out.
Still in the jungles. Yeah, absolutely, because you really
have to be jungles. Past They're still out. Bugged out. They're still bugged out. And let's look at some other ones, man. You know, you got the Tamil Tigers. They've been bugged out for, what, 20, 30 years now? They just got crushed. They're done. They're gone. No freedom for them. I don't think bugging out is the option. You know, but we're scattered, we're divided. So what do we do then? You know, if we don't have the people around us to, you know, together, to bring our members together, what do we do?
We need to solve that problem.
Here's an idea. Here's a few ideas. First off, let's try getting off the internet for everything. Not an internet. This is not going to be an internet. We're not going to get our victory here on the internet. You know, communicate, coordinate, find like-minded people online, but take it back to the streets. Another idea, man. You know, we have the Free State Project. Well, that's all fine and well, but if you can afford to move to New Hampshire, where the average cost, you know, where the average, you know, single-family residence is $350,000. You can afford that, man. Hey, kudos to you. Go live in the Free State Project, all the way in New Hampshire. If you're living in Washington, that's an expensive move.
Oh yeah, the Free County Project, though.
Even if you can't even get a damn county together, start in a town. You know, maybe we all need to start moving and clumping together. I don't know. That's usually what people did. You know, they said, you know, the ground we're holding is unattainable. We cannot hold this ground anymore. We pull back and we. You know, we gather our strength, we gather our forces, and we hold what we can. And we start from there again. And that's an idea. You know, something else, people, you know, we talked about this as well, Dave, and Captain Voight from Ohio Minutemen Militia. Again, you know, out of the 12, 13, 14 people we had in the chat room today, four of them have been from OHMM. Thank you, guys. Again, you know, I'm not really promoting this show like I used to. I'm not placing ads everywhere. I don't have the 60 hours a week I used to put into it. These ideas only spread and grow, man. If you guys help share it. OHMM, thank you for sharing it. Thank you for bringing 25% of the listeners in tonight. Thank everybody else for coming on. You know, it's going to start with people like us, you know, that see beyond the rhetoric, that see beyond the chanting and the weight and the slogan waving and the placard waving, you know, beyond all that. It's going to take people like us to come together and create that infrastructure for people to rally to. Because if it doesn't exist when things go bad, it's not going to happen. So, help spread the word if you don't mind. I would greatly appreciate it. You know, emails, if you, you know, I'm not planting ads all over the place anymore. So if you want to find out about the show, I lost my old email account where I was running my mailing list through for the show announcements. So if you want to be on it, if you like show announcements, you got to get in touch with me. Email me at randymack@youhadtreadonme.com. And I will be sending out weekly emails here starting next week for all the shows upcoming and daily show reminders. Forward those on, man. Post them on other, you know, militia sites, if you would. Help spread the word. The more people that come on that hear ideas like this, if you believe in these ideas, the more people will get on the same page and we'll get working together. Maybe that's how unity begins. I don't know. I know it's got to start somewhere, though. And I think that, you know, with a group of people, you know, a core group of people that I've talked to, a lot of you out there that are listening in now. I think that if we present those ideas as a unified front to the rest of the militia community and the rest of the people out there about communities of safety, maybe that's how it starts. It's an idea. Maybe it's a good idea. I don't know. It's a bad idea. Let me know. Throw your comments out there. If I'm smoking a crack again, just let me know. I know it's got to start somewhere. And, you know, like I said, we throw ideas out there.
It's time to have conversations about these things, because there'll be plenty of, you know, folks that have good ideas and ways of thinking that we haven't considered. And together we take all of our ideas, and that's how we come up with the best plan. All of us are in this together, and we need input from everybody. You know, everybody needs to take a role in this. It's not just a right, it's a responsibility. If we have intention of having a self-governed society, you know, of the people, by the people, for the people, we've got to get involved. We've got to make it happen. And it does start with just having conversations, talking about ideas, you know, sharing our points of view. It'll allow us to throw out the bad ideas, embrace the good ones, and move forward. We're a lot stronger together when we share our ideas. Because there's plenty of stuff we haven't thought about that somebody out there listening right now probably has you know, some idea we hadn't even considered yet. We need to have the conversations.
We need to have these. You know, we need to start having real conversations about this. You know, as ugly as they might get. Joe Martino was on my show. Incredible man. He wrote a book called Resistance to Tyranny. If you look at the top right-hand side of the website, you'll find a link in big yellow letters. All my other links are in white. That one's in yellow so it stands out, because I truly believe that that is probably one of the most important things on this website. His book. He wrote a book called Resistance to Tyranny. It's a primer. It's not a handbook, an encyclopedia, a how-to book. It's a primer. This is what tyranny looks like. Here's what's happened in the past. Here's the things that, if you're worried about tyranny, maybe you should be thinking about now. So when tyranny does rise its ugly head up, if it ever does, not saying it is, if it ever does, the infrastructure is there to implement resistance.
We can't do it after the fact. We're not going to have time after the fact. We got time right now to get these things in place. So if they keep marching forward on us, throwing this tyranny down our throats, we have an infrastructure to fall back on and tools in which to combat it, lawfully and constitutionally.
You know, you mentioned earlier, you know, we don't have a bad system, and we're not trying to replace it with a new restored republic. No, man. We want to restore the old republic.
Yep.
We want to restore what is lawful. You know, and something, you know, and you mentioned, we don't have a bad system. In fact, the Constitution is probably the best document I've read in many, many, many a year. I've read thousands and thousands of books. I've studied thousands of hundreds of civilizations throughout time. All the great empires I have studied. We have the best that there was. But our founders, man, were working from something that had never been done before. They were creating something new. There was gaps. There was cracks in the foundation. After 200 years, but we got a pretty good idea of where those foundations and cracks are. You know, when I first met Gary, Gary was pretty adamant that there was no way to restore this other than, well, you know, the way that nobody really wants it to go. And after, you know, I don't know, a couple months, several weeks at least, hours a day, you know, I posed a question to Gary. Have we really tried everything? Have we done what the Founding Fathers said? Have we united in mind, spirit, and body with the focus upon the Constitution restoration? And from that one question came the U of Tyranny document, man, and Gary put a ton of work into it. In fact, most of that is Gary's research and his work. You know, all that historical stuff that's in there, Gary is to thank for that. And again, it was a template. It was an idea of what it could look like, where the gaps and the cracks in the Constitution are, how they were able to assert the government, how they were able to assert power from we the people, and what we would need to do to implement corrections to that and make sure that it never happened again, to ensure that we maintain power at all times, even against the federal government. It's in there. The restoration of our economy, of our manufacturing base, of our jobs, of our freedom. of the power of we, the people, and the militia and the committees of safety. It's all there. And it didn't take 300 or 400 pages. The Constitution was only 4,000 words. You don't need a whole bunch to fix it.
Generally, when you have a whole bunch of words, it's used in the pursuit of breaking things, you know, like the massive amounts of over-legislation we've been enduring. It's gotten to an absolute ridiculous proportion. There's just so damn many laws that are so damn many pages long that if any one man wanted to understand every single statute anywhere, it would be absolutely impossible because there just wouldn't be enough time. You know, that flies in the face of common sense right there. We don't need to be over-legislated like that. It needs to be brought back to a lot more simplistic approach. And that's what the framers had intended, that the laws would be understood by all common men. And we have gotten so far away from that system now, and the laws have been weaponized against us by, you know, the special interest, by the lawyers, with all this legal speak, where it makes it unintelligible to normal human beings, where they can hide whatever they want to do to us in there, and there's really not a lot we can do about that, you know, straightforward. And these legislators aren't even reading the laws anymore. You know, they're voting on these 1,000-page bills without knowing actually what's in there. Again, that flies in the face of, you know, rational consciousness.
You know, here's something to think about. You know, I was having a conversation with a gentleman from RAM today. New guy on there, he goes by Cav Scout 76, I believe. Cav Scout 76. He had a couple really good posts on there. More militia tactical, you know, tactical posts. The U-shaped ambush and his theories on how to defeat the XM-25 airburst rifle. You know, but from there, you know, we ended up having a phone conversation. He brought up an idea. He goes, you know, how many people do you think on RAM are truly, truly doers? I mean, leaders, strong people that will come together and work on something. And I said, I don't know, maybe 100. If that, I don't know. I said, maybe I know 100 in total. And he said, okay, well, then let's start with that. Maybe that's where we start. Maybe we need to get those 100 people all together, whether it's on a phone, video conference, in person, face to face, whatever it takes. Maybe we need to get those 100 people all talking together and come up with something. Something that we all agree upon. Then we can take that to everybody else. Maybe that's what it's going to take. So, you know, I don't know. If people are interested in that, let me know. Gary and I are more than happy to accommodate in any way we can. Tell us what we can do to help. Now, we're not trying to enforce our ideas or our beliefs on anybody here. We're putting stuff out there saying, what do you think? We're trying to get these conversations going. We're trying to get these ideas moving. Because right now, man, we're in a bad spot. We really are in a bad spot. As a country, as a people. And we're not really doing anything about it. Individually, small groups here and there. Again, you know, I'm not talking about any one person or any one group individually. I'm talking about as a general people. Gary mentioned, you know, there is no reason to bring the masses together. We don't need the masses. We don't need them. What we need are those that are willing to stand up and say enough. No more. The masses are called the masses for a reason. It's been written about since Plato's time. He called them the its. He called them the cattle, the subhuman. Because no matter what is given to them, they'll accept it. History has never been changed by the masses. It's been changed by those who have had enough. We don't need the masses. We just need to get those of us that are already involved focused. Think about this. Let's say that there's only 100,000 militia and committee of safety or people that are willing to stand out there. Let's say there's only 100,000 in the entire country out of 320 million. Let's say there's only 100,000. Imagine what could be achieved by that 100,000 people if they were all focused upon one idea, one plan of action, broken down individually. You know, they're implementing in their own places and deciding what's best there. But the general goal, the general plan, the general idea is the same. Imagine what could happen then.
The world would change.
You know, in Canada, let me show you the power of one person. In Canada recently, Dire Straits, in Canada recently, there was a song that was banned from Canada. A song. This song is actually in the Music Hall of Fame and stuff like that. Numerous awards. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. This song was banned in an entire country because one person complained. They had a goal. They had an agenda. And they acted upon it until they got what they wanted. Imagine what 100,000 people can do. You know, I know the... recently, you know, the whole 300, the movie, the, you know, the Spartans, it's been overplayed. It really has. It's become a thing, a fad, a cool thing. I don't know. But the real story of it is truly a great feat. 300 chose to stand and say no. And look what they accomplished. They defeated the mightiest military power on the planet. They defeated an empire that had swallowed up entire cultures, entire countries, entire populations. 300 stood and said no. They were on one plan, one goal, one agenda, remain free. Great things can happen. I mean, look what happened in Tennessee. Morgan, everybody out there, thank you so much for the work that you put into making your constitutional militia finally recognized and getting the government to suck up some responsibility and say, you guys are behind the times and need help. We need to fund you. Thank you so much for that. You showed what happens when people get together and band together and have a plan, an agenda with a goal. EQ, Cross, you guys are another example of what happens when people step back and say, whoa, these things that we're hearing about are not constitutional. And you step back and you do the unpopular thing and you stand by the Constitution no matter how unpleasant it might be, no matter how ostracized you might be. And you formed Ohio Minutemen Militia. And in a few short months, you guys are damn near statewide, if you're not statewide already. A militia in every county. I mean, come on. I mean, look at what these people are achieving out there. And these are just two examples. There's hundreds and thousands out there. You know, but that's the difference, though. They went out and did something. They had a plan.
It's proof positive that it works when you have a plan, when you actually put together a cogent plan and stick to it, you get results. And hopefully that will show more people that, hey, this is what we need to be doing. And once we start getting some momentum behind this, and we'll start to see things change. But it's going to take a lot of us working together and coming up with rational, well-thought-out plans and sticking to them. No matter how bumpy the ride gets,
you know,
what we have to gain is huge. What we have to lose is just as big.
You know, some people, you know, I've had, you know, some, you know, when you read through going back to Gary's plan for a minute, you know, Gary's plan is a what might happen, and it takes into account that the government is not going to just hand us over our Constitution and say, you're right, BATF, CIA, FBI, all this stuff is gone until we make a constitutional amendment allowing them. They're not going to do that. They're not going to hand us back you know, a constitutionally lawful currency. They're not going to hand us back our economic freedom. They're not going to hand us back our political freedom. They're not going to hand us back our individual freedom. You know, with a hug and a handshake. Not going to happen. So Gary kind of put together a worst-case scenario. What would, you know, what would it be like if they didn't just allow us to have our freedom? And they go through it step by step. Now, you know, me, as everybody knows out there, I've said many, many times, man, you know, I don't want to see a shot fired in the U.S. Unfortunately, it's already been fired by on the government's part many, 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 many times. I see all these posts by militia groups out there. These are the things that we will not endure. These are considered acts of war. Well, as I look through their 10, 12, 20 points, whatever they are, at least half have already been done numerous times. What are we waiting for? The time to start acting is now. The time to start thinking about things locally, but towards a national goal, is now. Because we didn't do it 20 years ago. Because we didn't do it the 20 years before that. Because we didn't say no when the Federal Reserve was brought in. Because we didn't say no at so many different things. This is not going to be, we're going to fix this next year. It's going to be a hard road we travel. Well, hell, it's the road rarely traveled, never traveled except once in history. It's going to be hard. It's not going to happen overnight. It'll take time. How much time depends on us. You know, but we need to start thinking about the plan B. What if they don't give it to us? What are we going to do? We have to have an overall view of that. What are we going to do? You know, EQ brought up a good point. You know, two or three representatives from the various groups. Hell, man, I'd be happy with one representative from 15 groups. But let's start it somewhere. You know, even if we can only get one from eight groups, one person from eight groups, let's get those eight groups united and talking together. Great point. Let's get what we can and work from there. So if anybody's interested in me, you know, hey, let's start talking about this stuff on Skype, phone, email. You know, let's get that 10, 20, 30, 40, 100 people together. Start looking at people you know. Start talking to them saying, look, this is what we're trying to do. Let's get it together. There's a guy from Arizona, or from the Alaska Citizens Militia, who's talking about doing this thing. I presented the idea that maybe Rifle Stock 2011 would be a good place to do it at. Why not? Let's start talking about it now, though, before Rifle Stock. That way we're not going out there, you know, it's only a couple of days. Maybe, you know, this way maybe we can have some set ideas on what we're looking for, of what our ideas are. That way a Rifle Stock is just a hammering out of the fine points. Let's be proactive in this. Let's not waste any more time. I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said, a penny saved is a penny earned. Well, let's start really using our minutes wisely. Nothing like the present. So, if anybody's got ideas on that, hey, I'm up for it, man. Shoot your ideas to me. Let me know what you guys think. RandyMack@UofTrenemy.com. Hunt@outpost-of-freedom.com. If you don't like our ideas, great. Man, that's great. Present ideas that are constitutional then. If you see flaws in our ideas, man, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for those flaws. But it's got to start somewhere. I don't know. My ideas. That's just an idea that I got out there. Very, you know... It seems people are talking about this, but we're not really moving on it. I'm hearing this from many different people. You know, the guy in there, the guy with the Alaska Citizens Militia, he doesn't really know any other militia outside of his militia. But he's thinking about this. He's seeing the need. So obviously, this is not just our idea. This is becoming the idea. So let's move upon it. Let's capitalize on this. Let's start getting those people together. Let's start talking about this. let's hope that, you know, someday we never have to actually implement any of this. But just in case, who knows? You know, who knows? You know, the Haitians might decide, you know, who knows, man? Some crazy Haitian might decide that he wants to control the U.S. too and come in and invade us. Who knows? Who knows?
Sometimes just being prepared, you know, for those things kind of warts the danger away. You know, when the opposition sees that we're prepared and ready, we become a lot more formidable in their eyes, and they actually start to have to give us a little bit of respect. When you've got a bunch of people just running around disorganized like headless chickens, so they just kind of laugh at that because they don't see that as a threat. They don't see it as something that needs to be taken seriously. And when we do finally start getting people together on a unified plan, and the masses of, you know, militia and decent people out there really start, you know, getting on board with this, and we see committees of safety and constitutional militias throughout the entire nation, they're going to have to stand up and take notice. Because we're not playing around. You know, this is a very, very crucial fight. The founding fathers, you know, bled and died to give us this nation. And I hope that we don't have to have a lot of that going on this time around to get it back. But we've got to be ready and willing to do whatever it takes and to go all the way. You know, we're not going to stop until we achieve the goal, no matter what it takes. Not just by any means necessary, but by all means possible.
Agreed. By all means possible. I mean, you know, there's no such thing as a little bit of enslavement. You're either free or you're not. Right now, we're not free because we're a little bit enslaved. We still have, you know, privileges, as the government calls them, that they give us. Now, if you look on the White House's website, you'll see that the Second Amendment has been changed. Little by little, man, all of our history, our knowledge, our freedom is going down the memory hole like in 1984. Rifle Stock 2011, I just had somebody in the chat room ask if I could elaborate on that a little bit. Rifle Stock 2011, Gary Hunt and some other people are put together this idea, you know, a picnic, if you will, a patriot picnic in the deserts of Arizona. Getting people together, discussing ideas, not a militia thing. An American thing. By all means, militia are invited. Anybody who believes and stands with the Constitution is more than welcome to come. The website for it, for those that aren't in the chat room, and if you listen to this on download later, the website for Rifle Stock 2011 is www.riflestock2011.com. It's happening in Arizona. I believe it's June. Check the website. Go read it for yourself. Get the information directly. RSVP. Try and make it an effort and a priority to get down there. Maybe Rifle Stock is where we can have that conversation at. But like I said, if we're going to have that conversation at Rifle Stock, let's have it beforehand. Let's start formulating ideas beforehand. So then at Rifle Stock, for the 2 or 3 days that it is, we're hammering out the fine points, solidifying something. Instead of everybody breaking up and taking another 6 months to hammer it out.
You're right. We don't have a lot of time to mess around. It's really time to get with the program. And it would be nice to be able to, you know, hammer those fine details out and afterwards get started on it.
You know, but if we're going to have to, you know, somebody made a comment in there. EQ made a comment. Cross made a comment. We will have to bleed and die to get it back. Too many bad guys with power. Well, if we're going to bleed and die, let's make sure that every drop of blood is not being wasted and in vain. Let's make sure that we have an actionable plan that will truly restore freedom and cement, fix those holes, those gaps, those cracks in the foundation of the Constitution. Those areas where the politicians and the lawyers, because it seems like every politician up there, man, is some damn lawyer anymore.
the reality
is... That's why we have 3,000-page bills. But let's make sure that whatever we do, it fixes those cracks, those loopholes, solidifies and cements everything, and creates that avenue for the American people to have their say and their redress of grievance, and that makes every single politician accountable for their actions.
The reality is probably going to be paid in blood. But having said that, it will get bloody. If we do this right, we can mitigate that as much as possible and minimize the amount of bloodshed necessary. It doesn't have to be an all-out slaughter if we do this right. We just have to be prepared.
You know, anytime you start up a business, like I mentioned earlier, anytime you start up a business, man, you have to have a business plan. Your mission statement, your goal, your objective. What is the purpose for this business existing? Marketing, how are you going to present it to the public? Economic plan, you got to have all of this stuff. You know, Gary's put in a ton of work on this, man, and other people, you know, other ideas have been flowing back and forth on it. Not a lot, a few, very few, nowhere near enough. You know, but it encompasses all of that, economics, politics, manufacturing, education. It takes it back to the we the people in the states, not just the state, but for you and your local town to decide what's right for you, how it was always supposed to be. That's how it was always supposed to be. The smallest village could decide for themselves what was acceptable to them. But I know that until we start doing something, it's not going to change. Nothing's going to happen. So, ideas, suggestions, man, hey, if you want to come on, man, and put in your 2 cents, please, by all means, drop your Skype name in the chat. Dave will bring you in. We'll get you on the air, and you can tell us what your ideas are, good, bad, or indifferent. Do we need to bug out, or should we bug in and start solidifying and start working together? I know the old saying is, you know, we'll either stand together or we'll hang together. Well, if we bug out, man, we're really not standing together anymore. We're a whole bunch of individuals hoping they never come for us. I don't know how well that's going to work.
I don't like that idea too much. I'd rather stand.
Kaczynski bugged out. How well did he stand?
For a little while, but it didn't last. It never does.
People have bugged out in the past, man, and the government takes them individually. One at a time.
Strength in numbers. We have to stick together. It's the only way to win this.
So again, you know, hey, you know, I'm not trying to be that leader here. Not trying to be that leader here. I'm just trying to, you know, get people to think about something beyond, you know, the various blog posts and the news posts out there. That's all fine and well. Great. You know, listen to your news, read your news, whatever. I don't, you know. Let's start really acting towards our freedom. So if anybody wants to get in touch, you know, with us or have ideas on this, please get in touch with us, randymack@ufcredomy.com. Also, again, I want to reiterate this. If you have not, if you want to be kept up to date, you know what the shows are going to be every week. I'm not going to be spending a lot of time making ads up and posting them all over on every single militia site anymore. It's going to be email. I just don't have the time. I've got a new ad agency I'm trying to get up and running, so you know, I got to go back to making some money. A year and a half I went without cash. I can't afford to go without working anymore. You know, all my money's gone. So, if you want to subscribe to the email updates for the shows, what the shows are going to be, if you'd like to be on the show, man, share some ideas. Militia medics, trainers, people that understand guerrilla warfare, radio comms, whatever. If you have skills, gardening, food drying, seed preserving, whatever it is, if you got something that will help you, that will help us, and you want to share those ideas, and you've got actual hands-on skills and knowledge of it, get in touch with me. If you want to be updated on the show, get in touch with me. Subscribe me in the subject bar. And I'll start getting emails going out. Right now I got 3 people on the email list. So 3 people got the email. Anyway. Dave.
Yes.
Skype Equalizer 0311. Oh, wait a minute. Hi. Oh, never mind. I thought somebody... Dave, can you bring Equalizer on Skype? I guess he wants to come in.
Okay.
I can add him in, I think.
Yeah, I think you should be able to just add him for a little chat conference there. We're still getting the bugs worked out of all this. Yeah, there he is.
All right, Equalizer, we got you on Skype. How are you doing? Maybe he's not there. We'll wait for him to come on. Maybe he didn't want to come on. Maybe he was just saying, I got him on Skype. Cross, you are very true. Even with the committees of safely established and working, there will be bloodshed due to the nature of our enemy. Yes. But what are we going to do to minimize that? What are we going to do to minimize that? And, you know, Gary lays out a hypothetical situation of what it might look like and how we can minimize that. Really minimize that. It's a 15-minute read, if that. 20 minutes if you're a slow reader. I read it in 10. It doesn't take long. I read it 8, 9, 10 times yesterday. I've read it. I did 11 shows about it. If you're more interested in a more detailed aspect of the plan, we did 11 shows on called Time for a Plan. Had Gary on for all 11 shows talking about Time for a Plan, what this plan would look like, the details of it, the ins and outs. Incredible detail. Each show, 90 minutes, no commercials. Go download them. They're free for you to listen to. So, you know, that's that, you know, but let's start getting together and talking about this stuff. Anybody out there, you can hit me up. My Skype is Randy_Mac. Hit me up. If you want to start talking about it, if you got a group of people you want to talk with about it, let's get it going. Bring everybody and anybody you can. And if you're not interested in the hey, that's fine too. Don't come. That's okay.
I think we got Equalizer on the line now.
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Colonel Bird, how are you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
So what are your thoughts here? Am I off base here? I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Okay, hey, let me, give me just a second here. I've got to shut down the volume on the radio here somehow, if I can figure it out.
We should be on volume control on the player.
There's a volume control at the very right-hand side of the player.
You guys still there?
We're here.
Yep, we're still there.
Okay, good to go. Now I've got it fixed. All right, well, as far as your the bugging out issue, I can't wrap my head around it, guys.
So it's not just me, you know, completely off base there? We shouldn't be thinking about bugging out.
I think we just dropped Equalizer. I'm trying to get him back right now. Oh, I tell you, my cell phone's sweating this. You know,
Let me bring him back on. Yeah, we're still kind of working on some
thoughts. For everybody's information, this entire show is routed through the internet service on my cell phone because my broadband decided to shit the bed on me right before the show.
So, hey, one way or the other, man, we try and come to you, but we're going to have it fixed out. I've got a much more stable stream, so we're going to have We're going to set me up as basically the broadcaster on this. So, so you know, EQ came on for a second. I think we lost him. He's still showing on the phone. He's still showing on the call.
Maybe I'm here. I've been trying to figure out what's going on where you guys were talking there.
Oh, what are your ideas, man? Bugging out is a bad idea, so what do we do?
Well, just the way I look at it, and, of course, this is just my views. I've got a family here. I've got neighbors, literally, I live in a flat. I can I could probably spit on three houses standing in the middle of my backyard, you know. So, I mean, what am I to do? I mean, just pick up my family and bug out? I've got small children.
Yeah, have you ever tried bugging out with kids?
That's not going to be fun. Yeah, I know. It definitely has technical issues here with the Skype. I really apologize to everybody for this. It was kind of down to the wire to get the show on the air in the first place today. It's having a whole string of things going wrong. But we're learning from these things, and with that, we'll be able to build a much stronger infrastructure, and we won't have all these problems anymore. You know, sometimes we have to get out in the world and do things in order to really ascertain what works and what doesn't. You know, as for radio broadcasting, as well as trying to restore our nation. Welcome back, Equalizer. Ah, dude, dropped again. And back on. He's, you know, in and out. The Skype's definitely not being too happy tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna get me set up with Ben as a broadcaster then, because you live in town and your broadband is crap, yet your rural country property, you get incredible incredible connection out there. Go figure that.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely nuts. You know, there isn't a provider inside the city limits here. You know, they can stay up all day long. You know, it's shoddy at best, and we're out in the middle of nowhere. You know, there's about 12 houses, you know, within, you know, range of this little telephone company switch, and we just happen to be lucky enough to be sitting on top of it, and it's modern equipment. You know, so we have this rocking fast, really stable DSL connection out there. You know, never would have thought that. You know, we're so far in the middle of nowhere, we don't have cell phone service, but yet, by some miracle, we have DSL. You know, so as soon as I get things set up out there, it'll be a little bit different story. But, you know, right now I'm still trying to exist here in town, you know, dealing with some family issues. So soon enough, it'll all get corrected. But we'll get this set up on Brandy's machine here this week. And his connection has always been about 1,000 times more stable than mine. You know, so these problems will go away. You know, we've done a lot more with a lot less, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm very disappointed we weren't able to keep Equalizer on. If you still listening out there, bro, we'll maybe get you on tomorrow. We'll try to get some of these things resolved. So we're looking forward to what you had to say. We will have a call-in number at some point before too long. We're going to stick in another voice over IP solution where we can bring in an 800 number so we can get callers to call in, and it will be free, no long distance. You'll be able to call in and be on the show.
So that's where we're at, though. So, you know, that's pretty much it, you know. Beans, boars, bandages, yes. You never know when bad things are going to happen. Boston, there was a water main break for 2 weeks. Tens of thousands of people were without water. Beans, bullets, and bandages and water. Stock up, man. You never know when. You never know. Hell, you could lose your job, man. Start eating your beans, you know, start eating your, you know, you live off of your freeze-dried food if need be. You never know what life is going to throw your way, in other words. Plan for the worst. And plan for the best as well. And then work those plans and get people involved. So, I'm pretty much that. That's pretty much what I wanted to talk about. You know, this whole survival of the militia, survival of our republic, survival of our movement, of our freedom, I think is at the core of everything here. You know, I hear all these people again talking about 2012. You know, they're talking about militia and restoring the Constitution. Then they're talking about bugging out, though, because of 2012 and Teal Watanka or some, I don't know what it is, man. Well, you know, if that's going to happen, if the end of rule is coming in 2012, then what the hell are we even worrying about militia for?
I think this whole thing about 2012 and the pounding the drum on is exactly to that point, to get us to figure, oh, well, there's no bother, the world's going to end in 2012 anyway, so you know, we really have no business wasting our time. I think it's a steaming pile. I think we make our own destinies. It's time for us to stand up and do so.
Well, you know, you're right. So there you have it. Upcoming shows. We're going to be, or upcoming shows. Some of the upcoming shows we got coming on this Monday. I'm not sure about the guest tomorrow. I'm going to have one of three people on. It's either going to be the Arizona Citizen Sentinels talking about the Arizona border. They were supposed to be on. Still haven't gotten confirmation back yet, though. But so if they don't come on, I'll have somebody else on, though. We'll probably have Morg on. If not, I'll have one of the other guys on. We're going to be talking about militia stuff, training, PT, guerrilla warfare, all kinds of good stuff coming up. So I've got a lot of great guests lined up. We're going to be getting more into the militia aspect, so not just talking about militia, but about what militia is, what militia does, what we need to be doing as militia. Training, tactics, you know, weapons, you name it, we're going to be talking about it. So email, if you want to keep up with the shows, email me, randymack@yourtronomy.com. Put subscribe me in the email, and you will get the emails for the updates. And you can pick and choose which shows you want to listen to. Archives will be going up shortly. Like I said, we're having some technical issues this last week and a half. Our web guy was MIA. Dave's machine is just not being friendly. And me, I'm just computer illiterate, so I'm no help. I am no help to anyone there. You know, but freedom starts with you. And we're not going to get anywhere until we start having conversations like what we're talking about tonight. What are we going to do? What is the plan? What do we need to fix? How are we going to fix it? How do we go about establishing a civil authority? All these things. How are we going to keep schools running? Food coming in? Transportation up and running in our local areas? Communications in and out? Hospitals running? Courts open? These are all things. These are just the top off the top of the head things. There's 10 million other little things that go on every day in your day-to-day life that will be disrupted if shit hits the fan. Whether 2012, alien invasion, or whatever else it happens to be. I gotta love all the stuff that we talk about, man, and we never talk about a plan. We talk about aliens. We talk about conspiracy theories. We talk about... It's unreal what we talk about, man, and we never talk about a solution. What happened to us? Maybe that old saying is true. Small minds talk about people. Average minds discuss events. Great minds talk about solutions. Maybe we've just lost all of our great minds.
Well, that's or not. I don't think we lost them all.
Maybe those great minds just need to be jostled a little bit. Woken up and said, hey, time for you to wake up. We need you. Look around, see who's got a great mind, see who's talking about solutions, see who wants to solve problems, not only in word, but in action and deed. A lot of people talk a lot. I see everybody out there saying, come and take it from my cold, dead hands, this and that. Hey, you know, every time the cops come, man, everybody always seems to give it their gun. So, I don't know, you talk to me about the talk. I want to see people doing the walk. I don't know how to do the walk anymore. You know, I've got ideas, man, but I can't walk by myself. So, you know, maybe if other people got some ideas out there that would like to jump in, maybe we can figure out how to walk together. Because this is a new path for everybody. I don't have the answers. I just got some ideas. Gary's got ideas. We've all got ideas. We need to start putting those ideas down on paper now and cementing them and saying, here's the plan.
It's where it starts.
You know, the guy I was talking to this morning, Cav Scout, he said that that's the problem. Nobody has a plan. Nobody knows what to do. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to come up with it, to start doing, to start acting. Gary and I have been saying that for a long time. Everybody seems to be waiting for somebody, anybody, to be that leader to come and save us, that knight in shining armor. Well, there's no knights, people. Those people are us. And I've been saying it for... forever and a day. If you want to find that leader, go look in the mirror. It's you. Because you're asking those questions. So let's start talking about them. It's not hard. It's just conversation. You know, you're one idea. Your one idea could be vital. Don't discount your ideas. So with that being said, that's about it, man. Unless anybody else has anything in the chat room to say, to comment on, I think we're just going to rehash the same old stuff, man. Beans, bullets, bandages. Stock up, prepare, man. Get local, get active out there. Start doing something. You know, stop chanting the slogans. You know, start really looking. And I'm not saying that you haven't been, please. And I guess that's where people get upset. People say that, you know, you say you say we're not doing this. Yeah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm speaking to the general people out there, everybody. If you're not, start doing something. If you're doing something, what more can you be doing? And are the things that you're doing solution-oriented? Or are they just you planning on bugging out? You're one man stand. I mean, if you're going to stand, come stand with the rest of us, please. Please. We could use the company. No need to stand by yourself. So I guess, unless you got anything in closing, Dave, or unless anybody else has anything in the chat room that they want to bring up, if you want to comment, Sky, I figure we'll stay on for another couple of minutes, and then we're gonna bug out of here. We got dinner to eat, things that...
Absolutely, and got archives to process as well. I'll restart the last week's show on the stream for as long as the internet connection will hold while I'm processing the archive for today, and I'll get it posted. Last week's show is also posted right up underneath the player in a Sunday, several Sunday 116. It's right there. You click on it and it'll play. You can right-click and download it and play it later. And the archive for today's show will be posted there following the show. It'll take a little bit to get it up, but just watch for it. In the meantime, we'll rebroadcast last week's show on the stream.
All right, so tomorrow, showtime, Sunday and Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Alaska Time. It seems funny. Every time I tell people the time, they're like, well, what time is that my time?
Life on a round planet.
same
bat channel.
So I'm thinking, so... We'll be there tomorrow. Shows are going to be Sunday and Monday from now on. Chat room is at www.youtronomy.com. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your ideas. Your solutions. Cross. Yes. I wanted to talk to you. Cross is asking what I wanted to talk to you about on the show. Cross, this is going to be going on over the air. That's okay. Cross. I wanted to talk to you about OHMM and your guys' successes out there. You guys are doing something right. See, in this day and age, man, where I hear so many people saying they can't find anybody, there's nothing happening, they can't get people to participate, you guys up there in Ohio are doing it. So what I would like to talk to you about is what's working for you. What are you guys doing? And, hey, if it's just happening, I don't know. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about what is working for you guys and what's not working, what you guys have tried in the past and what you haven't. Right now we need to start sharing success stories about what is working out there. Because I hear too many people saying nothing is working out there. I hear too many people with defeatist attitudes saying we can't defeat the Illuminati. I did the finger quote thing. I don't buy into that crap. But I hear people on militia sites telling me, Randy, you're wasting your time and your breath. We can't defeat them. And what the hell are you doing here? What are you doing here? Don't need defeatists, man. We need people that are willing to act. We very well might be defeated. Who knows? Freedom might
be
defeated.
We can defeat them.
We can. We can't help with a shot. And if we do, I'm willing to strive for that chance that we can be free. I don't care what it costs.
Amen. I hear that.
I don't care what it costs. Because, it's not for me. It's for my kids, and it's for your kids, EQ. And it's for your kids, Gary, and everybody else's kids out there, and their kids, and their kids. You know, everybody says they're willing to do it. They will die to protect their children. Well, step up to the plate, buddy. You know, step up to the plate. Let's start talking about some ideas. So other than that, everybody, you guys have a great night. Be safe. I guess we're pretty much done. We're done. Nobody else has questions, so we're done for the night, people. I want to thank everybody for coming on and listening. We wouldn't be around if it wasn't for you guys. Freedom would not be around if it wasn't for people just like you who are still willing to stand and think about it, to discuss it. What is freedom? What does it mean? So, you know, I want to thank each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. And I want to thank those of you who helped spread the word of the show, man. These ideas are only going to spread if we spread them, so help out. Do what you can. Talk to everybody soon. You guys take care. Be safe. Be free. Bye-bye.